ततः किं निशः स्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभी वृंदावने कुमुदा कुंड शशांक रम्ये रेमे क्वनाट चरणनुपुरा रास्य गोष्ट्याम असमाभी अदीता मनोज्ञा कथः कदाचित् ता किं निशस्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभीर् वृन्दावने कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनाच्चरणनुपुरासगोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् ता किं निशस्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभीर् वृन्दावने कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनाच्चरणनुपुरासगोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् ता किं निशस्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभीर् वृन्दावने कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनाचरणनुपुरास्य गोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् ता किं निशस्मरति यासु कदा प्रियाभिर् कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये हिन्ने चरणनुपुरास्य गोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् शाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनच चरणनुपुरास्य गोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् ता किं निशस्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभीर् वृन्दावने कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनाच्चरणनुपुरास्य गोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कथा कदाचित् लेडीज तदा किं निशास्मरति यासु तदा प्रियाभीर् वृन्दावने कुमुदकुण्ड शशाङ्करं ये रेमे क्वनाचरणनुपुरास्य गोष्ट्याम् अस्माभिरिदितमनोज्ञा कदा कदाचित् ता दोज किम वेद निशः नाइट्स स्मरति ही रिमेंबर्स यासु इन विच तदा धेन प्रिया भी विद हिज बिलव्ड गर्लफ्रेंड्स वृंदावने इन द वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट कुमुद बिकॉज ऑफ द लोटसेस कुंड एंड जैस्मीन्स शशांक एंड बिकॉज ऑफ द मून रम्ये अट्रैक्टिव रे मे ही एंजॉयड क्वनाथ जिंगलिंग चरण नूपुरा वेर द एंकल बेल्स रास गोष्ठियाम इन द पार्टी ऑफ द रास डांस अस्मा भी विताज इडिता ग्लोरिफाई मनोग्न चार्मिंग कथ टॉपिक्स अबाउट होम कदाचित एवर ट्रांसलेशन प्रॉपर बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्री प्रभुपाद डज ही रिकॉल दोज नाइट्स इन द वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट लवली विद लोटस जैस्मीन एंड द ब्राइट मून एज वी ग्लोरिफाइड हिज चार्मिंग पास्ट टाइम्स He enjoyed with us his beloved girlfriends in a circle of the rasa dance, which resounded with the music of ankle bells. Report. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti gives the following deep realization about this verse. The gopis knew that no place could be as beautiful as Vrindavan. Nowhere else in the universe could one find such a charming scene as the Vrindavan forest, which was scented with pious flowers and illumined by the full moon's light reflected from the serene waves of the sacred Yamuna river. No one loved Krishna as much as the gopis, and thus no one else could understand him as well. The gopis rendered intimate service to Krishna that only they could perfect. Thus the gopis were distraught to think that Krishna was bereft of Vrindavan and bereft of their service. Free from all material lust, they were overwhelmed with disappointment, because they could not give Krishna happiness by their loving service. They simply could not imagine Krishna enjoying anywhere else as he did in Vrindavan in their company. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपां साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांतो राधा कांतो नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण टुडे इज अ वेरी special day for all of us. All of us devotees who are connected in Sambandha with Sri Sri Radha and Gopinath, for them today is a day of great rejoicement, festivity, celebration of the heart. This day is the reason why we all of us are here. If deities were not here, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath would not be here, this temple would not be here, and if the temple were not here, you and I would not be here, and we don't even know where we will be. But the fact is that Krishna has appeared in his transcendental Archavigraha incarnation, and because of his holy presence, the magnetized, supremely magnetized form of Krishna has attracted rusted filings also to somehow get attracted back to his lotus feet. So it's a very wonderful day, in short. It's a very wonderful day to recount historically, in terms of 1987 and now 2014. 27 beautiful years have passed and deities are still there, ever smiling, ever inviting the whole world to come and be in his company, in his eternal rasa dance of kirtan. So we'll try to speak a few words on this beautiful day, try and do some justice to this exalted purport. It talks about here in this verse, the gopis are remembering what Krishna is probably very dearly missing. When you know a person very well, you know his likes and his dislikes. When the husband is away from the wife for some job, she knows he's staying in a 5-star hotel, but he won't like it. The company has sent him there for some job, a deputation, but he will miss my meals. Because, you know, 5-star is 5-star, but it's just a star. It's not the moon. So the wife understands that my husband will miss, or the child is away to the hostel, oh, how are you going to miss his pizzas, like that. The mother knows the child's tastes, is going to miss us, is going to miss his home, is going to miss his bike, is going to miss his friends here. So also the gopis are thinking in similar lines, because the Krishna know Krishna so well, they know Krishna so intimately, said he is there in some foreign land, which is like a 5-star hotel, Mathura, the 5-star place, opulence, but he's going to miss the simple home of Vrindavan. Especially here, they're remembering three things: the lotus, let's picturize that in our mind, the beautiful Jamuna and the ponds, with multicolored lotuses, some blue, some pink, some white, all sorts of beautiful colors. They are adorning the landscape of Vrindavan. And there are jasmine flowers, beautiful creepers hanging from the trees. With every small breeze which touches them and goes, there is aroma. Aroma which doesn't excite the senses, but aroma which arouses devotion in the heart. It is not like the Brute and Charlies of this world, which excite brute mentalities. But here, they excite the mind and senses to serve and love Krishna. And to add to the overwhelming beauty of these beautiful creepers and trees and lotuses is the all-beautiful, smiling moon, the moon of Vrindavan. Everything is absolutely perfect. The temperature, the atmosphere, the fragrance, the soft dust, sand, everything is absolutely perfect for the supreme enjoyer to be happy in the loving company of his favorite devotees. So gopis are convinced that there cannot be a place than this. The topmost. Arade Bhagavan Brajeshatanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam. Mahaprabhu has recounted that these are the highest things. Vrindavan is the highest abode. How a beautiful Mathura may have been, and it was obviously beautiful, but it lacked sweetness of Braj. If you look at these three things closely, the jasmine flower, the lotus, and the beautiful moon. The jasmine flower is the pure aroma which permeates Braj. It is the realm of the pure, simple faith of the Brajbasis, which is what attracts Krishna. The jasmine flower is the faith of every Brajbasi in Krishna. And it is that which attracts Krishna to Vrindavan. Even when a huge, demoniac, gigantic serpent is there to swallow everybody, that faith in Krishna never seems to slacken. They still walk into the mouth of a huge serpent, absolutely nonchalantly, happily, and totally fearlessly, because they know Krishna is there. This is the fragrance of, this is what really is the fragrance of Vrindavan. Unless our hearts are fragrant with this faith, Krishna will not enter into this place. He will stay away. So our aspiration, every devotee has to have an aspiration, a goal. Our aspiration is to develop this pure aroma of loving faith in Krishna. This faith is not there because we are still attached to the things of this world. Our faith is more than the things of this world. So the lotus flower is that symbol of complete, utter detachment. As we know, lotus flower is a very unique flower. Every creation of Krishna is of course unique. Every leaf is unique. Within every tree, every leaf is unique, we have been told. But even then, the lotus is a very special flower. No wonder Krishna is compared to the lotus in so many ways. Kamalaksha. The lotus flower is, whether it grows in pure water or in dirty water, the leaves and the flower never touch the water. It always grows above. Therefore, it is always disconnected from its actual source. It is away. This is what we need to develop also in our heart. That you can be living in a dirty, contaminated world over here, or in some very pure place, wherever we are staying. But still, without getting affected by the happinesses and distresses of this world, successes and failure of this world. Obviously we get attached to success, we get attached to so many things of this world, but like a lotus flower when we grow above, that is Vrindavan. And our attachment is only to whom then? The nature of attachment is very wonderful when compared with Krishna consciousness. Attachment, in simple words, Prabhupada explains Bhagavatam, is we judge the world as aham and mameti. Everything we relate in connection to to me. I am the center of this universe, correct? I am the Lord of this, all I survey. I am the boss here, right? This is what we come this world for. So we don't say that. Maybe we don't even feel like that, but we behave like that. But we behave definitely like that. We don't say, I am the king of this world. I am coming to become God. We don't say that. People say this fellow is mad. But we behaved definitely like, because we, how do we behave like that? Because subconsciously we just relate everything of this world to myself, to me. How does it relate to me? But Krishna consciousness is such a simple yet profound shift of paradigm, where I don't say how things relate in this world to me, but we just say how I relate to Krishna. That's all. That is a bhakta, and abhakta is the only difference of abhakta and abhakta. Abhakta thinks in this way, that how do I relate to Krishna? All that I have, how that I relate that to Krishna back? When you are not a devotee, then think, how do I relate all this to me? So the small, slight shift of paradigm, but that makes a complete change of consciousness from material to spiritual. This is the trick we have to learn. This is the science and art we are supposed to learn through all these beautiful slokas, how to connect all of these things we have back to Krishna. My money, my profession, everything I see in relation to Krishna, not in relation to me. This world, we talk about ecology. When you think that this world is for me to enjoy, I destroy the ecology, obviously, because I, you know, puncture the, you know, womb of the Mother Earth and take out the oil and cut the trees from making paper and so many things. I just do all destructive activities because this world is supposed to be for me to enjoy and make my life more comfortable. But a wonderful Vaishnava just thinks the other way around. Oh, this whole world is for Krishna's pleasure. He connects that to Krishna. And I am supposed to help Krishna get all this again reconnected to him. And therefore the whole ecology changes. And then you have Govardhan Eco Village, Vrindavan. This faith is tested, of course. This faith is not easy. There's a beautiful story of a great king. Ooh, a special guest today. Hare Krishna. There's a great king of Manipur. His name is Maharaj Bhagya Chandra. We will speak about the story in relation to Vrindavan. We'll speak in the story in relation to the appearance of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath deity also. The king was suddenly attacked by rebels. There was a civil war in his country. He was thrown out. He was forced to leave the country prematurely before fulfilling his desire to establish his Raj properly. He was absolutely all alone in the woods, staying in a small lonely camp, not knowing that how he can protect his people from the rebels who are now terrorizing his countrymen. He got an idea, I should go to the neighboring kingdom of a great king called Maharaj Rajeshwar. So he and his wife and a small few band of his followers reached Rajeshwar's kingdom. And they extend the hand of friendship to him. They say, can I stay with you for a while till I stabilize myself? So he welcomed him. And both of them become very great friends. Intimate, heart-to-heart friends. Thick friends. The friendship became very deep in just a short while. This was most wonderful for both of them. They both cherished each other's company so dearly, discussing things of common interest. The neighboring kingdom, who was happened to be the uncle of Bhagraj Bhagyachandra, became envious of this liaison, of this alliance. These two great kings are coming together, it makes my position a little insecure, because when they come together, I have to also take care of my stuff. Everyone is insecure in this world, even if you're a king. You have your own fears. So he sent a very special letter, secret letter to Maharaj Rajeshwar. So the person who is staying with you, actually, a very unique type of letter he sent, is not Maharaj Bhagya Chandra himself.
this is a fake Bhagyachandra. He's an imposter Bhagyachandra. So he's trying to make friendship with you, but he's actually going to steal away and take away your entire property. Be careful with his alluring company. Seed of doubt. Because Rajeshwar Maharaj had not seen this king before. So he had some reasons to believe this was not. He was very upset that somebody could, you know, say this about his dearmost friend. So he called his sabha and he discussed with his ministers, is this a fake Bhagyachandra? Bhagyachandra was famous for two things, his devotion to the Lord and his mystic powers. And he said, he has such devotion. I can feel his devotion in my heart. How can this person be a fake person? But his minister says, sir, you never know, these days times are bad. This is Kali Yuga. And people can do so many things, huh, to cheat, because you are a very powerful and, you know, resourceful king. So I guess we should really test him out. So what is the test you suggest? He said, get him to be crushed by a mad elephant. If he is a real Bhagyachandra, he will somehow survive. If he is not, let him die a deserving death. It was very heavy on Rajeshwar Maharaj to think like this. This is the old time punishment which was there, this capital punishment like hanging and all. Sending a mad charging elephant to just stamp you. Finish. The whole kingdom was there. It's a huge event. Maharaj Bhagyachandra is going to be assassinated by a mad, intoxicated elephant. It was a difficult time for everybody. The previous night, Maharaj Bhagyachandra opened his heart to Krishna and prayed with sincere devotion. If it is your desire that I be crushed, I am willing to die a death as per your desire. If you want me to survive and do something for my kingdom, let that be your will. I am ultimately your servant. He's opened his heart to complete surrender to Krishna's will. Because in this situation, he had nowhere to escape. He was willing to see what unfurls in front of him the next day as a part of his destiny. Krishna was pleased with his devotion. Said, tomorrow morning when you go to the elephant, take two things with you. A garland of flowers and your bead bag. And I will be there on the elephant, unseen. You offer the garland and you chant my names. The rest I shall do. So a huge elephant, mammoth, neighing, what is that called, neighing? Trumpeting. Huh? Everyone is around, the whole stadium is filled with anxious people. You can imagine people's hearts pounding with anxiety. What's going to happen now? Is Bhagyachandra going to die? We heard that he's an imposter. Is it going to be a real imposter? What is, excitement was there, apprehension was there, fear was there, everything was there. There's very surcharged emotions were there in the atmosphere. The huge elephant charges towards the king. Huh? And this person, Bhagyachandra, is just standing there absolutely unmoved by any flicker of fear on his face. He just keeps chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. He takes the garland and puts it on the elephant. Nobody knows, but it is his garlanding Sri Krishna. With the beautiful garland to worship him, to adore him, to offer his love. And this elephant suddenly comes to a grinding halt as the mahout from behind, the beautiful blue boy, clenches the elephant to come to a complete standstill. And the elephant bows down to Bhagyachandra and respects him and puts his trunk at his lotus feet. It was proved that this person is the real Bhagyachandra. All glories to this great king's devotion. Faith attracted Krishna. It was this faith that Krishna, you are the doer, you are the controller of my life. And here it was proved. Krishna took charge of his life and saved him. My dear Lord, I will make some temples for you now, because you have saved my life. He goes to Manipur back. Somehow they wage a war. The rebels are thrown out. He establishes his Raj again in Manipur. Years roll by, but there are no temples yet. And Krishna is concerned that my devotee is not keeping his promise. So there is a small village. There are fields there. And an old lady is picking up some flowers and fruits and singing some songs of devotion. Just some lady. And the small boy comes there dancing, skipping, jumping. And starts playing with her. Starts showing beautiful faces to her. And attracts her heart. This beautiful lady was attracted to this very nice, beautiful child. The child, I love you. She embraces the child and kisses the child. Said, can I do something for you? You're looking so beautiful. Can I offer you some service? Can I offer you some fruits and flowers? That's all she had. Said, Krishna takes the flowers. It is Krishna. I said, I have some service for you. I said, yes, tell me. I said, go to the king and tell him that he has forgotten his promise of making temples for me and come back. Maharaj Bhagyachandra? Said, you know this king? See, I know the king. So you are just a young boy. How do you know the key? No, no, you just go and tell the message. So she goes to the king, and the guard obviously stop her. She's an insignificant lady from some village. How could she meet, you know, the CEO of the kingdom? Now she's determined to get crash. And she somehow, the message reaches the inner chambers, and the king knows that some lady wants to meet you. She says it's very urgent. She says it's very personal. She says it's very confidential. We don't know what, but she's so adamant and she's so sticky and she just refuses to budge. So, I guess, so he said, send her in. And then the message is given to the king. And the king realizes, oh, what a blunder. In trying to do my political work, I forgot. I had to make some temples for Krishna. And the message was, you come to a village called Kaina. So this king immediately just rushes to a small village there called Kaina. In a Kaina village, he's going around and he sees a beautiful tree in which Krishna is standing. Krishna is manifesting through the tree, playing his beautiful Tribhanga form. And he knows that this is the tree which he is supposed to take for making the deity of Krishna to install in the temple. With great pomp, with great devotion, this tree is cut. This is Daru Brahman. This is Krishna in the form of this tree. So with great devotion, this tree is cut. And it is taken back to the kingdom. Well, the royal sculptors are asked to start making the deity of Krishna. Today is Gopinath's birthday. The deity is going to manifest. So this is a story of the deity manifesting. It's a beautiful story. So they make deities. And the first deity is made. But Bhagavendra had seen Krishna with his own eyes. He has seen the person who cannot be seen. He had seen the invisible person. The beautiful Krishna. And he sees the deity and says, this is not what I have seen. This form doesn't match with that. Make a new set. They make a second set. Doesn't match. Make the third set. Doesn't match. They make seven sets and they don't match. The tree is going shrinking now. Hardly any wood left to make the tree, to make the deity. And at last, everyone is in anxiety. The scriptures are in anxiety. If the king does not find this deity right, then what are we going to do? We're not able to make the right deity because he has described it and we are making it exactly as his specifications, but it's not just coming out the way the king has seen. So you get anxiety with great prayer. The sculptors are making the final chance to make the deity of Bhagyachandra's heart, which he has seen. And then The last time that he is covered with a beautiful cloth, and the king is summoned, please come. The deity is ready. Please tell us whether this is the right form you have seen. And then with great music and pomp, they unfurl and they open the curtains and see. And Madhava Bhagachandra bows down and said, this is the Krishna I have seen. Jai. His name will be Govindadev. Radha Govindadev Bhagavan ki jai. And something very beautiful happens. The deity is a person. The deity is not just a person, but he is a supremely wonderful person. Therefore, the deity has desires. Just like you and I as people have desires. Dead things don't have desires. That's what differentiates the living from a dead person. We have desires. Desire is a sign of life. Desire takes because we have consciousness. Consciousness gives rise to desires. So deity has desires. So deity also wants to have his beautiful pastimes. And that Lord, then in the night on which he manifests, comes in the dream of Maharaj Bhagyachandra and shows him something absolutely beautiful. The same rasa dance which you talk about in the Dasham Skanda is shown to Maharaj Bhagyachandra in a vision. But the gopis are dressed in a very special attire. The Manipuri dress incarnates in this world for the first time. This is the dress worn by the gopis in the spiritual world. And the same dress is revealed for the first time to man through the heart of Maharaj Bhagyachandra. How Krishna is supposed to dress is shown to him. How the gopis dress, they dress in ways in which the whole body is completely covered. There is no sense of sensuality or nothing of that sort. It's completely beautiful, decent, organized. And then the music is there. The special Manipuri music, the dance form. The entire Manipuri dance culture manifested right in the front in the night vision of Maharaj Bhagyachandra. He said, perform the rasa dance celebration for me. Who says this? The deity manifests this. Therefore, when we understand that these deities hanker for celebrations, they like to see their devotees run around and make festivals for them. So when we take our deity, Sri Radha Gopinatha, force is not move, but he moves through Gopijana Vallabha. They're not different. When we take him to Banaganga, he is very happy. When we make beautiful decorations of flowers around here on Pushya Abhishek and make him a flower dress, we should know that every flower is keeping him, making him happy. And even Shara Purnima, when we create the same atmosphere, the jasmine creeper, the lotuses which are there in the landscape here, and then you have these devotees make this beautiful moon, then we should know that the deities are actually enjoying Vrindavan. There's the same thing which the Bhagavad Gita talks about. The same Vrindavan manifest in the heart of those pure devotees who can see Vrindavan manifest even in this beautiful temple of Radha Gopinath. So deities are happy to see devotees engaged in the loving service. That's what they come here for. Why does Krishna come to this world in the deity form? He simply comes to allow us to offer loving service at his lotus feet. And through that service, give us his shelter. The devotees feel complete shelter when they offer service to the Lord. It is not just through that service they are taking shelter of Krishna. Through that flower garlands, to the chandrama they make, to the landscaping, to the grass they put, through the rajbhog they make, through all these things we are taking shelter of Srimati Radharani in a form of devotional service. So festivities are getting ready. Rasa dance is going to be ready. Now Bhagyachandra Maharaj has trained musicians who are exactly going to play the same music which he has heard. And please remember, he himself is a great musician. So he knows the nuances of fine art and music himself. So he is personally training all these people. The king is training people to dance and sing the way he has learned it from Krishna directly. Just like Krishna taught Brahma directly, Brahma Samhita, Krishna has taught directly Bharat Bhagachandra the entire dance form of Manipuri dance. And all festivities are ready, a particular appointed day, the temple will be inaugurated, and the first day will be the Rasa dance for Krishna. Just the previous evening, an important question strikes everybody's mind. For the Rasa dance, there has to be Srimati Radharani. But then the deity is only Krishna. Where is Radharani? How do we have a Rasa dance without... There cannot be a Rasa dance without Radharani. It's not possible. She is the central figure of the Rasa dance. Bhajendra finds it a very wonderful revelation in his heart takes place. My daughter will be Radharani. Her name is Bimbavati. She just stands next to the deity of Krishna, whom Krishna has, whom this king has offered. This child of mine is yours, my dear Lord. Please accept her as your loving associate. And she stands there. Krishna is standing there. The Rasa dance is performed. So we can see, when you have this beautiful faith, then Krishna then manifests himself in such beautiful ways. So this is in every sampradaya, whether it's from Brahma himself, the greatest of all personalities, even he likes to worship deities. This is a very central part of our sampradaya, central part of any divine Vaishnava society, worship of the deity. You know, maybe the second deity to descend from the spiritual sky into the mortal world is Sri Sri Ranganath Swami. Ranganath Swami is the primeval deity of the Lord to descend into this mortal world, because he was one of the first deities worshipped by Lord Brahma. So in Brahmaji, our Adi Guru worships deities. We can recount some of the names of the most powerful deities on the planet today. Acharyas like Madhavendra Puri and Vallabhacharya, the entire life was centered around Sri Nathaji, very powerful deity. Our Rupa Goswami has worshipped his Pranadhan, Sri Sri Radha Govinda Dev. Madhupandit has worshipped Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, and our beloved worshipable Sanatana Goswami has worshipped Radha Madan Mohan. Three most powerful deities for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Very special deity, all of you have gone to Mailukute just a few days back. All of you have living memories of Ram Priya deity. This was worshipped by Lord Brahma. It came into the Surya Vamsa, and then there is a transfer again to the Yadu Vamsa. And worshipped by Krishna and Balram themselves, they worshipped Ram Priya deity. It's a long story, all of you heard that when you were there. But when the king, you know, the tyrant king of Delhi, he stole all these deities away and put them in some closet. And Ramacharya went there to rescue them. Right? As soon as Ramacharya entered, there are so many deities which were stolen away. Rampriya deity just jumped in the arms of Ramacharya. The deity wants to be worshipped. They like to be worshipped. We know Jagannath Swami in Rajapur. Right? They were forlorn, they were forgotten, they were lying in an anthill. They were eaten away practically by ants out of neglect. But they manifested through Ganguly. And then again they manifested. And they were reconstructed sort of. Again they have been worshipped. So deities like to eat food. Deities like to be clothed properly. They like flower garlands. They like people to dance for them. To sing for them. To bathe them. And this way Krishna is so happy to see when devotees engage in his loving service together, cooperatively, as one family. So this is like what we call as a deity-centered consciousness. DCC. Prabhupada, our beloved Prabhupada, he was a world acharya. But wherever he went, he remembered Radha Damodar. A deity-centered consciousness. He was actively preaching in other parts of the world, And when there were troubled waters in Juhu, his heart was with Rasa Bihari, a deity-centered consciousness. Ladini Mataji was doing her preaching work in the most difficult places in Liberia, South Africa and other places. Her Gaur Nithai were her shelter. Deity-centered consciousness. Right? Madhavacharya attached to Udupi Krishna, Panduranga of Pandarpur, a deity-centered consciousness. Right? Radha Gopinath, they've been brought to us by our beloved Radhanath Swami. Wherever he is in the world, he remembers them. He says, Upali mentioned the other day when he spoke, you know, live, I think on 25th anniversary. Right? Wherever he is in the part of the world, he preaches so many places. But he's the one who brought these deities here by his love and devotion. And this is his home. Wherever you are away from home, still you remember the Lord who stays in your home. Deity-centered consciousness. Right? So this is real, living, viable, tangible Krishna consciousness. Wherever we are, whatever we are doing, preaching, this, that, cooking, raising children, etc., etc., but our hearts are centered around deities. And therefore, the acharyas say this is pranadhana. It is not just some sentimental attachment, it is pranadhana. Rupa Goswami, pranadhana he. Sanatan Goswami, pranadhana he. Das Goswami, pranadhana. The word pranadhana has been given by the acharyas. That means they are absolute life and soul. But the preachers, scholars, doing so many things for this world, their hearts, where were their hearts of Rupa and Sanatan? Pranadhan, the thinking of the beauty of Radha Govinda Dev and Radha Shyam Sundar, is always a deity-centered consciousness. This is actual Krishna consciousness. We don't have to really imagine Krishna. Krishna is here right now. We may not really see the, you know, and feel, but he is here nonetheless. We are like a kacha mangoes. We don't have realization, Prabhupada said. But just keep on serving the deity and an unripe devotion. As long as you just hang on the tree, what happens to the mango, right? It's kacha. Khatta. But it keeps on hanging there. The color changes to more beautiful orange, yellow color. Right? So keep on hanging to Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. You hold on to the big trunk of Krishna's lotus, Prabhupada's lotus feet. You just hang on there to Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, right? And then you keep on hanging there to that, like that mango to the tree, and the color of your consciousness will change from kacha to pakka. And then we will see that the same Gopinath, who is standing in front of us in a deity form, is actually Krishna. He is Krishna. And even when we don't feel he is Krishna, we behave with him as if he is Sri Krishna. We deal with him as if he is Krishna. We are very careful to not put a pin on his head when making his headgear while dressing him. We are very careful to give him an offering exactly at 7:25 because it is his breakfast time. We are very keen that he starts his aarti at 7:45 because he is waiting to see his devotees offer flowers to him. So we are very conscious that this person has to be seen as a person who does all his activities properly. We see that there is proper salt and sugar in every preparation. Because Krishna is going to eat it. Right? We get the best flowers for him from Malaysia and from where? Pushabhishek day they bring flowers from Vrindavan, Banki Bihari, there were those Desi Gulab and Mallige flowers from Bangalore and almost one ton flowers. It's a unique festival in the whole world. I don't think they have anything like that anywhere else on the planet. Every petal is, you know, they were sitting in the morning here, spending hours together doing this. And Maharaj glorifies this festival. It's for the deity-centered consciousness, for the deity's pleasure. It's coming very soon. 31st January, we will have Pushyabhishek. Right? So in this way, we are hoping and praying that Gopinath, who is with us for 27 years now, he will be here for a long, long time. We will not be here too long. We'll have to leave before. He is eternal. We are not. We are temporary, we are mortal, in our mortal frames we are living. But before we leave this world, before we get our DC, you know what is DC? You know what is DC? DC means death certificate. It's something which doctors always talk about. DC bharne ka hai. DC. So before we get, we fill our own, no, we don't fill our own DC. Somebody else will fill our DC. Before somebody fills our DC, that so and so, Svala Fala Vyakti is this headdress, so and so is now proclaimed dead because died of heart attack or HIV or tuberculosis or paralysis or heart failure, whatever. We'll all have our DCs eventually, sooner or later. Probably more sooner than later. Before we get our DC, let's develop the DCC, a deity-centered consciousness. To come here every Sunday, to raise our arms, to sing for Krishna, to play kartals for Him, to play harmonium for Him, to sing for Him, to bow down to Him, and do everything around keeping Him in mind, that He is there. The 200 of us, or 400 of us, or thousands of us, everyone, Krishna is there. Tirupati Balaji is one person, but it's 18,000 workers working for Him at one time. Right? All are centered around Krishna. We are doing all this for Him. Right? So wherever we are, whatever we are, wherever we go, wherever our brahmacharis go, they are inspired to preach here, there, near and far, different places. But then let our roots, our strings of bond, of bondage, always remain with the lotus feet of our beloved Radha and Gopinath. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Is only Radha Naswami Maharaj ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Radha Gopinath Avirbhav Tithi Mahotsav ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.